How do you sum that one up, Brian?
Dogged. With a lot of fight. Don't think there was much finesse about that. I thought in the first half we challenged Hull a little bit with the ball, but you know they defensively they were very good, very solid. really, really pleased we won. With Keith Calloway going off early and Stevie Ward not being able to return so early, so you know 14 men for a lot of the game. Not pretty, but sometimes it doesn't have to be. And that's about it, really.
Just give us an insight into how tough it was to manage the interchanges after Ward and Galloway.
Well, relatively easy because we've got nobody else on the bench. So, in terms of sending Jordan Lilley on as a 13, that gives you an idea where it's at. And Jordan is like a dog. A little dog who doesn't know he's a little dog, isn't he? Picking fights with big fellas in the park, so I did a good job with it. So some challenges out there, and I'm just a bit wary of saying, you know, we were really tough and we were great. Defensively, you know, to dig that one out, because I know Hull dropped some ball as well and saved our blushes a couple of times.
How are Keith and Stevie?
Stevie, let's hope he's okay, and Ryan Hall, who went off with a cut eye and concussion. I think they'll be good. I think they'll return to play within whatever time it is. Keith, not so good news. He snapped his Achilles, his other leg. So that's some devastating news for Keith, who we really missed him tonight. And, you know, we're going to miss that soldier, that ultimate professional that he is for the rest of the season.
It just was so innocuous as well, wasn't it?
They are those Achilles. They are. You can't read much into why it was done, and certainly, I hadn't seen the incident when it happened. But odds on, it's just when they're running. So we all feel for Keith. It was a very sombre dressing room at half time when he was sat there, and everybody knows how big a news that is for him. You know, you're trying to get yourself back up to get out there. We were down on points, 7-0 down, half time, and. You know, half the eyes are going towards Keith and giving him a thumbs up. And afterwards, when we finished speaking, all the players went to Keith and gave him a bit of a tap and a bit of a chin up type of thing. But it must be tough for him.
On the plus side, Jimmy Kynehaus came back. He didn't look like he'd been away.
Yeah, I think credit needs to go to the physios, Andy Barker and Ben Harper, and Jason Davidson. They get better, these fellas, at returning. You know, long-term injuries in really good condition. You know, not so long back. They'd have to have about 3 or 4 games at any level to get back to speed. But he's hit the ground running there, and some of his touches there were very robust. You'd expect that. I thought there was an occasion where he lost the ball in contact, in good ball, but he ran hard and ran fast, and you know the Hull had to dislodge the ball from him, and you know with a few more games under the belt he'd be a bit smarter. But that last tackle there towards the death, you know, to put their winging into touch, you've got to get those right. You can't. He's had no prep for those either. Big moment though.
Sealed you in second spot. What does it mean to you?
Well, it's good for now, but we've got another. Eight games. So, yeah, it's good. It's a real good position to be in. And last week against Salford, it was brilliant to watch. It was a joy to watch. And tonight was not so pretty. A bit like my girlfriends. they're not the best looking things, but they do a job. And that's what tonight was.
Talking of good-looking things, can I ask you about Jamie Jones-Buchanan's chip and chase?
You can. I'd rather speak about his little grubber kick straight into their hands, which created...
That was awful.
It was awful. I've just told him now. He thought I was on about the chip and chase, which... I love Jonesy. If I wanted to be anybody else, I'd be him. But on occasions, he does frustrate the absolute living daylights out of me. Because I think he thinks he's a six now. Him and Carl Ablett had some hard yards to do out there. Carl Ablett's had a virus all week. He's had tonsillitis all week. So for both those blokes to bang out 80 minutes, well, certainly Jonesy, I know Carl did big game time. It was a big ask.
Final question.
Well, it's a bit obvious, but Keith Galloway presumably will be out of the World Cup now, won't he, for Scotland?
Unless they've invented a new Wigan and Achilles back soon, they're big ones, aren't they? Mm. They're, you know, Keith was 6 months. He did his last year, and he was 6 months. It's his other one this time, so, you know, it'll be all sorts of knock-on effects for that, yeah.
Is that as good as Mitch Garbutt's play since he's been here, the meters that he did in the game time that he did?
Yeah, I think he's been gradually getting better, Mitch Garbutt, and I've often likened him to a grizzly bear in the middle of the field, and he's an hard man to tackle when he runs as tall and as big as that. I thought we should have done more than just let Mitch Garbutt carry it, though, especially in that first half. Second half got really tired, and both teams, I reckon I predicted it right. I think both teams were edgy tonight and cagey and not wasn't sure what to do about how to go about it. To beat somebody in the league and then to face them in the Challenge Cup weekend after, and I know history tells us when you look at similar games like this that we're on the back foot now. Hull will be confident that they're going to do a job and have a return serve on us in the Challenge Cup. So that's the landscape. But we needed to do a bit more with the ball, and I thought while Mitch Garbutt had some fantastic carries, and he does, we let him do that without anybody with him, and we should have asked more questions.
Ryan Hall's 250th career try, pretty spectacular way to get
it. It was good. I don't think he scores many of those because he's normally just too big, isn't he? So he doesn't need to. All the other wingers have worked a way out how to get their slender bodies down and put the ball down, and he just normally just barrels through them, so pretty athletic.
Thank you.